This is Crow Inquisitors, and this week we have one last piece of original short fiction. Enjoy. The Prophecy. Emile hesitated at the threshold of the door, looking into the dark chamber beyond. The woman had left hours ago, and now only Jovan stood next to the stone pedestal, sorting through her moments of unexpected brilliance. When had she been recruited? A month ago at most? Emile shook his head. It had taken him decades of service in the Order to get his position, and now some unknown had blown by years of bureaucracy because of one prophecy. The world really did have it out for him, Emile was sure about that. He finally stepped into the room tentatively, as if the cold stone of the floor was instead a thin layer of ice, and Jovan's wrath was the cold water waiting for him beyond it. He took light steps across the chamber until he was behind Jovan's left shoulder, and waited as the tall, weathered man flipped through the parchments that still lay on the pedestal, still fresh with ink from what Aichi had done. Emile glanced up briefly at the circle of stone that had been cut out of the ceiling to give a clear view of the night sky and the many constellations. The moon was invisible tonight, and so the starlight cast its blue-white glow down onto the pedestal, illuminating the mad scribblings of a young woman that may have just changed the world forever. "Who are they?" Emile asked finally, when Jovan said nothing. Jovan stopped thumbing through pages and paused, then retrieved one page from the stack and held it up to the starlight.
"The Master of Flattery, and the Son of Retribution."
Emile frowned. He knew those names. Certain men and women were given names by the stars long before it was made clear what their purpose was. The Order had been tracking these two for some time.
"The twins?" Emile asked,
his voice thick with skepticism.
"They are so different, so opposed to one another. How could they ever work together?"
"Because of necessity," Jovan answered. "Because they must."
Emile nodded, but he was still unsure. Jovan invoked fate and destiny, but fate and destiny had failed them before. The stars were always correct, but those that read them could misunderstand, or be deceived. The right darkness in the wrong patch of night sky.
"So easy."
"And the rest?" Emile asked.
"Three others," Jovan said, turning the parchment over and pointing to a different passage. "The father of the devil."
"Him?"
Emile hissed, looking at Jovan with fear and awe.
"No, not him. Not yet. The stars are not so blotted."
"Just one who shares his name?"
Jovan hesitated.
"Perhaps."
Emile frowned, but said nothing as Jovan's finger trailed down the parchment, marking the other names.
"There is also the one with no voice, and the ghost who loves a ghost."
Emile had heard many named before, but five at once? It was momentous, that was for certain. And Jovan seemed so sure that this was what they had been waiting for. But still, Emile was uneasy, using the stars for guidance like this. They could be so unclear.
"Are the stars always so vague?"
He voiced the question on his heart. For the first time, Jovan looked away from the writing and into Emile's face. The man was old, far older than his body would show. But his eyes. There was no way to see anything but eternity in those eyes. Jovan's expression did not change as he spoke his answer.
"Always."
Jovan gathered the papers up, and the pair left the chamber, leaving only starlight and shadows behind them.